Animals that predict World Cup games? Yeah, it's just one of those things about soccer that makes the world's Clark Boyd a little grumpy. Still, he agreed to get in touch with his feelings for this week's Sideways Glance. That's the world's weekly take on the quirkier, or in this case, grumpier side of the news. Here's Clark.
I want to love soccer, especially at World Cup time when many of my colleagues in the newsroom sport their team colors and cheer in foreign languages. But I feel like I'm the grumpy old man in the corner, muttering about ties being un-American. I mean, games that end 0-0? Ugh. I want to like soccer a bit more, though. So I've been watching matches, reading up, studying offside traps the way I would, say, the infield fly rule. And now I've reached the point where, as my grandfather would have said, I know just enough to be dangerous. Time to choose a team. The U.S. is a natural choice, but frankly, that's a bit like being a Chicago Cubs fan. When you get to the business end of the season, the playoffs, you'll want a backup favorite. Friends, for better or worse, I've made my choice for this World Cup. I give you the Belgian national anthem, the instrumental version. As for lyrics, you can sing them in Dutch, French, or German, the three official languages of Belgium. The soccer team's nickname is the Red Devils. Some call them de Rode Duivels, others Le Diable Rouge, and still others de Roten Teufel. Yeah, it trips off the tongue no matter how you say it. Anyway, this is a team for those of you who like your relationships and your politics complicated. I know because I lived in Belgium for a few years. Most of that time, 500-plus days, the country was without a government while politicians wrangled. Simply put, there's a pesky divide between the Dutch-speaking North, Flanders, and the French-speaking South, Wallonia. There's ongoing talk, even in soccer circles, of splitting the already tiny country into even tinier bits. But for now, Belgium and the Red Devils remain whole. As a team, they deftly mix French speakers with Dutch last names and Dutch speakers with French last names. Some of the best players are the sons of immigrants from Africa. In short, the Red Devils are a microcosm of Belgium itself. And they've got personality. Their top striker, Romelu Lukaku, raps. And the team's other offensive powerhouse, Eden Hazard, likes to golf. Okay, not very well, but still. At the World Cup, some say this Belgian team is the tournament dark horse, that this is a new golden generation of Belgian soccer. Plus, when you watch, you can go native by eating fries with mayonnaise and drinking the best beer on earth, and have chocolate for dessert, of course. My friends in Belgium are torn. No, seriously, they're without a government again after the last round of elections. Some see the World Cup hype around the Red Devils as so much bread and circus. They have the power to make people forget the real problems facing the country, says one friend. But another friend says, the Red Devils are more or less the only thing that works between the Flemish and Walloons in this country. They're a real symbol of union. This past weekend, I went looking to buy an official Belgium soccer jersey here in Boston. The World Soccer Shop had just about every other World Cup team jersey, except Belgium. I asked the salesperson, "You've got Algeria, but not Belgium?" She looked at me blankly and asked, "What's Belgium?" It remains an excellent question. Go Red Devils.
Clark Boyd's a little less the angry man in the corner now, thanks to this result earlier today. The Belgians defeated Algeria 2-1.